Proverbs 8, verses 22 through 36. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Ah, wisdom! She has belonged to the Lord since the beginning of his way. Before the earth was ever created, she was there. When the Lord prepared the heavens, she was there. When he did all his mighty works of old, she was right beside him. As the Lord prepared the heavens and the earth and all things therein for the sons of men, she was there. She was observing. She was helping. She was rejoicing in all his works. And when God finally made man in his image, wisdom was there. She saw the work of God from the very beginning. She understands the plans and purposes of the Lord. She knows the design of man and how he is to live and walk on this earth that the Lord prepared for him. And so now, even to this very day, she calls to the sons and daughters of men, and she says, "Hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." "Hear instruction," she cries, "and refuse it not," she admonishes. Why should you listen to the wisdom of God? Why should you hearken to her counsel? Why should the children of men seek her early every day? For she knows the path of life. She knows the purpose for man. She was there when there was no sin and before death ever existed. And she knows how to lead the sons of men back to the living God and everlasting life. So she can say with absolute assurance, "Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, love death." If you forsake foolishness and hearken to the wisdom of God, you will find life and favor of the Lord. But if you refuse her and harden yourself in stubbornness, pride, and folly, then you will destroy your own soul. To love the wisdom of God is to love life. To hate her is to love death. Don't choose sin. Don't choose selfishness. Don't choose stubbornness and pride. Don't choose folly. Don't choose death. Humble yourself and listen to wisdom. Hearken to her. Obey her. Learn from her. Embrace her. And she shall give thee life. Proverbs 8, verses 22 through 36.